You're listening to Can I Get a Witness by Ignite Ministry Global. Please note that the views expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not represent the views of WAPN and WAPB. The content provided is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to seek appropriate guidance for any specific concerns. WAPN and WAPB and its hosts are not liable for any actions taken based on the information provided on this show. Thank you for tuning in.
Welcome back, guys. You are listening to Can I Get a Witness? I am Christina Amos. This is my husband, Jesse Amos. We are with Ignite Ministry Global, and we are so excited to be back for another week. Man, it's been a little bit of a long week.
It's always a long week around us. I feel like it's a long day every day.
Yeah. And every day we're in the hot seat.
Hot seats.
Which is really what this show is all about. The hot topics that you want to talk about, but you don't really talk about. So I'm super excited because this week we're talking about fivefold ministry. And last week we talked about what is the church.
What is it?
If you want to know, you have to go back and watch it on the replay on Facebook or YouTube. Make sure you go on there, guys, and share, like, and subscribe. Make sure you guys are writing comments and sending us messages because this is supposed to be a conversation. We're supposed to be coming together with one another and talking about these comments, not just talking on the air. As much as I'm sure you want to listen to us talk for 45 minutes, we would love for you guys to be a part of that conversation.
Get in the conversation.
Yes.
Well, we'll start the conversation, honey. I mean, I know it's been a long day and we've had VBS and everything else, but
Love Vacation Bible School. Love the kids.
I mean, that is part of the church that we talked about last week. You know, we have a lot that isn't the church, but is an extension of the church. A lot of people mix a 501(c) business organization as the church, and that's not really the function and functionality of the church. That is an extension of the Church of God, and what the church is really it's people who believe in Jesus. Yeah. I mean, it's those who have faith in the finished work of the cross and become the bride of Christ. And you may say tonight, well, you know, how do I become the bride of Christ? And I believe that the only way is through the blood of Jesus. And that's what the Bible says. And if you follow what Jesus came to do, he said, it's better that I go, that the Comforter come to you. He wants to live inside of us, and the Holy Spirit lives in us. He confirms that we are saved, that we have salvation through the finished work of the cross, meaning that when Jesus came and was born a virgin and God sent him to the earth, that when he came, he also came to die, and that death was to restore us to the relationship we need ultimately with him. And without that, there's really no way to heaven. And so we can't have the relationship with God because sin separates us from God. And now, because of the blood that he poured out on Calvary when he died on the cross, we can now have a relationship with him and be forgiven of the sin that so easily besets us and so entraps us, and the devil wants to keep shaming us with, and we can walk in victory now because we have a relationship with him.
Amen. And then as we start walking with him, he gives us these giftings and callings and purposes on our life, and that's kind of where we're kind of taking this week, talking about fivefold ministry, is to talk about our giftings, purposes, and what that looks like. Is it a thing? Is it not a thing? Is it still happening today? What exactly is it? What's the purpose of each one of them? So those are definitely things that we are going to talk about tonight.
Yes, and I think a lot of what we talked about last week is important, and there's more to it than that. I mean, we could talk forever about what is the church, but ultimately it's the people of God. Mm-hmm. We have a relationship with God, and God has a relationship with us, and we, as the body of Christ, the church, which that's what it is many people, whether leaders, whether just coming to know God, those of the church. Unfortunately, those who don't believe, even if they go to church on Sunday, are not the church. And the building is definitely not the temple of the Holy Spirit. The temple of the Holy Spirit is us.
Amen.
You know? And I know last week there was many times that there was many times I thought about things that we could have said or what we should have said or what did you think about the church? What do you see out there? And comment, like, subscribe, send this to a buddy to encourage them. Maybe you have some revelation on what is the church, and we would like to know your depth and your understanding on it. Maybe you can encourage somebody else. Now, if you're some wackadoodle that's just going to go off topic, you know, please just don't even comment.
What?
Yeah. Like, you know, there's people out there and they know who they are, but you know what? They make your feed really interesting. And then people will get into a, you know, crazy conversation about that, you know? And
I kind of like the crazy conversations.
Yeah, you can bring it. Okay. We're kind of wackadoodles too. All
right. Depends on who you talk to, I guess. They may think so. Some of you guys may just be coming on here just to find out what we are going to say next.
Right?
Who knows?
There is many times that I know that I thought I knew, and now I know a little bit clearer. You know, he says that we look dimly in a mirror, mm-hmm. and then we'll know full. And so the encouragement of everybody is exciting to have this, you know, well-rounded, well-established body of Christ. But, you know, that timer tells me that we have overstayed our welcome on this subject. So we should go to what is today's topic, and that is Fivefold Ministry. So why don't you tell us about it, Abby?
Yes, but before we get into Fivefold Ministry, I just wanted to share really a couple of praise reports, really, because last week we talked about a dear friend of ours who was having brain surgery. Her name was Sarah. Yes. She's a wonderful, wonderful girl and loves Jesus. And she came through her surgery. She came through her surgery. And not only did she come through the surgery, when she came out, she had numbness from her knees down. So she wasn't able to walk. But you know what? She had been posting on Facebook. And I know I'm not the only one who was praying for her. I know countless other people were praying for her. But homegirl is like blew through the first part of her pee, is walking and come already home on. From the hospital. Like, I can't, how do you like have brain surgery and walk out of the hospital a week later? Because there is no other way except for Jesus. That's it.
I mean, come on.
He was all over it. And so praise report to that. Thank you guys out there for praying. Make sure that you guys comment and message us if you have prayer requests that you want us to pray for on the air or maybe just privately at home. We would love to do that. So I just wanted to share that before we got into our topic talk, which is Fivefold Ministry. What is it?
What is it?
So, Fivefold Ministry is kind of, I didn't realize that Fivefold Ministry actually, some people don't believe that Fivefold Ministry is like a real thing. Like they think that it happened at one point, but that there are not those that are called within that now. I really genuinely didn't know that until, you know, really in this last couple years. Like I just thought it was like
normal for people to believe.
Yeah,
because it's in the Bible.
Because it's in the Bible
and you read it and you're like, wow, that's how that works.
Yeah.
And then somebody comes along and says, no, that's not how it works.
I know, it's like, are we reading the same book?
I feel like a lot of people would say that same thing. Like
I know.
And the challenging thing is some of those people I super respect.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. That's where the difficulty of this conversation becomes controversial, because we have friends that are believers, and in my consideration, not that it matters to me, because ultimately our judge is God, but you know, I would say are saved and have the Holy Spirit and hear from God. So it's very hard for me to go, well, I think this is really clear to the Bible, and yet it isn't clear apparently to everyone.
Right. So, you know, as a believer of Jesus, and we talked about this a little bit last week in, you know, what is the church? You know, part of that is to do the work of the ministry, right? To spread the gospel, to help bring others into God's kingdom. Like, that's part of our mandate as a Christian, as the church, is to do that, right? So how do we get equipped for that?
That's a great question.
Really, that's what the fivefold ministry was created to do. It was to equip those for the work of the ministry. And so, Can I get a witness?
I got it to work. I was really excited about that moment.
You're so goofy. Okay.
But you know, if it isn't goofy and it isn't fun, then why listen to a boring podcast about the deep riches of the church? You know, why else?
No, I mean, this is as real as you're going to get.
You know, I was saying this the other day, and I said, where's the evidence of Jesus being funny in the Bible?
Yes, you've said that to me.
I've said it a couple times, and actually to a couple people, and they give me a blank stare.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody would say that Jesus was pretty human.
Right.
And God made things funny.
Well, I think we have to start looking at what is the evidence of joy, because
we'll have to do an episode.
He was all of the fullness of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, right? So love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control.
Well, is joy laughter?
Tongue-tied. So we'd have to actually get into that, and we should look it up, and we should study it and talk about it here on Can I Get a Witness?
I think if you like, comment, and share this post, and you put...
we'll do that.
A comment there. Do you want to hear more about that? I mean, that's the question, right?
Then I think we should do it. So I kind of just want to go back because of where the fivefold ministry comes from in the scripture. So it's in Ephesians 4:11, okay? And it says that it was Jesus who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, okay? So that is where the fivefold ministry comes from, is from Ephesians 4:11. That's where it was first talked about.
Yeah.
These positions. Now, obviously, it's been talking about, I mean, prophets have been mentioned over and over again, Old Testament, New, you know, we see that, right? And obviously, we know that there were 12 apostles. We know the stories of Paul and Timothy and Silas and Barnabas and all of them. But that was where the first mention was in Ephesians for the fivefold. And so I started to look, okay, what are each one of those positions? What do they look like? What are they? What are their roles? And I know I had heard before about the five finger illustration. I think actually, Jesse, you were the one who originally showed that to me like years ago. I want to say before we were even married, you showed me the illustration with the fivefold, where the thumb represents the apostle because the thumb touches all the others and enables us to grip things. The forefinger represents the prophet. It points. The middle finger represents the evangelist. It's the furthest reaching finger. It's the longest. The ring finger represents the pastor married to the sheep. He is always with them. The pinky represents the teacher. This finger is the one that gives balance to the hand. And the apostle's role within the church is he governs. So he has to be called or appointed and anointed directly by God himself. Directly by God himself.
Now, there's a lot of discrepancy about this.
That's true.
Yeah, we were just even talking about it as you were reading a couple people's ideas.
Right.
And I think everything that we do has to be inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that there is no private interpretation, yeah, but only through the unction of the Holy Spirit, basically the movement of the Holy Spirit, that we would discover what God, you know, even Jesus said, it's better that I go, that the Comforter come to you, and he teaches and leads and guides you in all truth. But it should be backed up by the word. So as you're saying this, I want you to finish your statement. We have to think about that.
Yeah.
And there are people who disagree.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would love to have conversations with those who do. I mean, that's part of the ironing, sharpening iron, right? I mean, man, we just avoid the conversations, and really we need to have them. And so then there's the prophet. He's the one who guides. He's the body's eyes and ears, and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the body sees and hears what God has done, is doing, and will do, which is what the prophets of old, of the Old Testament, were. That's what they did. They talked about what is happening now, what God wants to do, where he's going, what we need to look out for. And sometimes, and actually not even sometimes, I would say most of the time, when a prophet addressed something,
yeah,
it probably wasn't a feel-good message.
I'm pretty sure that's why he ran when he was like, God's like, hey, go tell this story to Nineveh or whatever, you know? And that,
oh yeah,
yeah, Jonah. You know, why would you not do it?
Yeah.
I'm sure it didn't make him excited about going to do it.
Yeah.
Because it was not an easy word to go give.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. Then you have the evangelist, which gathers. They love sharing the gospel. And when they do, people get saved. Evangelists see Jesus Christ as the solution to every person's problems.
Amen.
Frequently, signs and wonders do accompany their ministries, authenticating their message about Jesus Christ, which we see that a lot. We have an amazing brother in Christ. His name is Mick, and he is out on the streets of Daytona Beach.
Loving it.
Every
Nick.
Single
Thank
weekend.
You for keeping
And
doing
he
it.
Is loving on people like you wouldn't believe, but he is sharing the truth. He is sharing the gospel with those out there. And people they're getting prayed for, they're getting set free, they're getting delivered, and they're coming to know who Jesus is. And it's just such a beautiful thing. Jess and I have spent some time doing some street ministry in the past, and we've worked with different ministries doing it, and we've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to that. But there is such a purity about when he goes out there, and you can tell that he is called.
Amen.
He is called
to an evangelist.
You see the anointing all over him.
You know, I think that, did you cover apostle? I think you know,
I did.
When you think about that, that's the apostle's job. Apostle's job is to, you know, verify that this person's call is right. Like when you have somebody in your life that you're like, you know, this is how I feel, and they can relate, and they're able to understand where you're at in your ministry and what God is doing in your life, they can validate that call. And that's what I think the apostle's job in the Book of Acts and throughout ministry and today, even, because I do believe apostles exist today, and I believe all ministries exist today. The working of the miracles and healing and, you know, demons being cast out, all those things still happen today. In fact, we've seen a lot of those things. So it's challenging because some people don't believe that.
Right.
And then, you know, you also see the abuse of that as well. Yeah. Like some people get so hyper over these things that they can sometimes get kind of out of hand. You know, Paul might've came in and wrote a really long letter like he did to the Corinthians to that specific group of people. But we can't live our life just because one person or another has, you know, gone a little off the wall.
Right.
Even though that person may have gone off the wall, still with the anointing of God, with God speaking to them. And then later on in life, you know, God gets a hold of us. I don't think we always have it figured out as we're going.
Oh,
so You know, it's okay to be challenged.
Like us in this radio station, we are trying to figure it out as we go. So the next one was the pastor who guards, he loves, he feeds, encourages, protects, and cares for the flock. That was what the shepherds were known to do. They protected the sheep. They cared for them. They nurtured them. They made sure they got what they needed. And that's really what the pastor is called to do in today. Then there's the teacher. He grounds. He or she explains and clarifies the truth. They have an amazing capacity to take complex subjects and make them simple, resulting in a strong foundation and deep roots in the Word of God for both the pastor and the flock. Okay, I think a lot of times, man, there are some people out there that like can break down scripture like I've never heard before. You know what I mean? Like just the way they take something.
Sorry, I was checking on our Twitch feed, all right? Apologize. I totally distracted her. She was like,
I was like,
I didn't know what it was either because I heard it only in my earphones. I was like, wait a minute, where'd that come from?
So funny. Okay, so no, there are some people that I know that can take a scripture and they get such a clear revelation and they can explain it to you in a way that is just unlike anyone else. And I do believe that is a calling there, that anointing of the teacher. So the concept of the fivefold ministry was that they would equip and prepare God's people for the works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So now I'm going to stop there and I'm going to talk about something that may not give everybody the feels. And
what does that mean?
Well, I guess you get the feels either way. It just might always be
which
good.
Feels?
But I want to talk about the church today.
Okay, today.
Okay? In relation to fivefold ministry.
Yes.
Because a lot of times, and you and I have been to a lot of churches, we're not church hoppers, but when God called us,
you could consider us church hoppers at one point.
I
at
guess.
Some point we might have been.
Sort of. When God called us to start Ignite, he was very clear that first year for us to go to different churches, meet pastors and leaders within the church to help build relationships to start unifying. Okay.
Amen.
And that's really what we did that whole first year. I mean, we were going to a different church every single Sunday, meeting pastors and leaders. And you hear me say pastors and leaders because that's who we were meeting.
We still hang out with primarily pastors and leaders of the church. I mean, that's 90% of what we do.
Right. But I put emphasis on that because there are a lot of places that we saw that we didn't see that operation happening within the church. The apostle, the prophet.
What do you mean? We didn't personally see it? Oh, you mean in specific churches?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In specific organizational church that we attend.
Of course.
Okay. You just don't see that. You just don't see that.
Hold on. Can I get
oh my goodness. Okay. I love that little guy.
Oh yeah.
So
it was a little loud. Sorry guys.
So we just don't see it operating. And and if you think about it, like, you know how hard it would be for me to grab this water right here if I didn't have a thumb?
Oh,
I mean, really, it's tough.
I could probably use some water.
You should have reminder. It's really tough.
You should drink
right?
water right now. Have you ever had that timer on your phone? It's like drink water
yeah,
now.
Yeah, drink water now. I had to do that actually for a while. But what I'm saying is,
you know,
like,
Jesus is the living water.
Yes,
oh, well,
he is.
I just totally got us off track.
I know. Bring it back. Bring it
I
back.
I know, but I have so much to say still. And, you know, we haven't even gotten to that part of
it. I know. I feel like we should do like a part two of this. But like, we just don't see it a lot. You know, God gave all these areas to prepare the saints for the work of ministry. And so when you don't have these other areas, say you just have a pastor, you just have a teacher, but you don't have prophets and you don't have the apostles and you don't have the evangelists, then you're lacking. You're lacking something so powerful that when these things come together and these people work together, like, you're going to see God move in ways you've never even seen before. You know, I think that to have that health, you really need each part.
Amen to that. I mean, so we went through the five, what, right? They are. It, we kind of in a simple sense, and there are some challenging things in there that I think you just kind of skipped over. So can I just go back through a couple of them and give me an opportunity?
And shout out to you, Cindy. I got your messages, girl.
Hey, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We hope you're encouraged. Again, we're Jesse and Chrissy, Ignite Ministry Global. We believe in the unity of the body of Christ across denomination and church. And I think that the unity of the faith is coming together more today. And I have hope for Gen Z more than I had for maybe our Gen X. Okay, so we were talking about fivefold ministry today, and this is Can I Get a Witness? We're here every week on Monday from 8 o'clock to 8:45 on a couple of the streaming platforms. We'll work on that in time, but I am struggling, guys. Can I get a witness? All right, so
don't get sidetracked.
So in this fivefold ministry that she kind of covered the basis, you know, we have the apostle of the thumb. And when he touches all the other ministries, that doesn't like necessarily mean that those are the only things that God wants. Because right. As we were talking about it earlier, their job as the five or leaders, let's just say leaders, deacons, elders, you know, they could be bishops of the Church of God. You know, those are still terms I think that we could utilize today in a more powerful sense.
Absolutely.
Their job was to equip the saints for the work of the ministry.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times people think of, I think Paul was talking about this super apostles. Some scriptures, kind of write it that way. And these super apostles were not like to be condemned or judged, but he was saying, I'm no different. I'm no better, no worse than those people. But if we look at what the Word of God says about, you know, what is the function of these leaders, it is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry.
Yeah, yeah, that said that.
And but we miss that part of it because what we do is we make it about the ministry.
Right.
And the ministry is not us per se. The ministry is our body, of the body of Christ, coming together and doing the work. I we have some amazing friends, Jen and Colby Caldwell, shout out, yes, at the porch. There's something happening, and I hate to announce it on, because they don't have enough room to handle what God is doing on like Sunday nights,
Sunday nights, yeah.
And their vision is very in line with what we believe, you know, yeah. The bunch of different people from all over, from all different ministries are coming together and just trying to reach the Lord. So as equippers of the body of Christ, we also need to be accountable. And so the reason why that there's this fivefold or a multitude of leaders is not necessarily because we need five people, but we all need five people. We need five people to be teaching us, to give us balance in the body of Christ, to equip us to do the work fully. Because not one of us is able to give you everything that you need to work out what God is telling you and doing in your life. That takes a multitude of counselors. The Bible said there's safety in a multitude of counselors, and that every word should be established by two or more witnesses. In a church where there's one pastor leading every Sunday and all you're hearing is one word, who's confirming his word? Who's helping him? And I am a little bit critical of this, but I'm challenging you, Pastor. If you're listening to me and you feel that convicted you, you should be challenged by it, and you should be inviting more leaders in to equip the saints, not just sit underneath you. Because God is not looking for an apostle to be the head honcho. He's looking, really, the apostleship, it was the lowest position. Paul made himself out to be the minuscule of people. He was the bottom of the bottom when it came in his mindset of this other thing. He only defended his position because other people wouldn't give him accreditation. You know, right. Something I think Chrissy and I, we both struggle. Like, people don't validate the fact that this is the call that God has on our life. And instead of us trying to push against it, we've tried to embrace God's humility and be, you know, just a shining light. And sometimes that struggle is not easy to come out on the righteous side of right. You know what I mean?
Do we not think that disciples were not persecuted by the religious?
Right, right. And so the church leader then becomes your enemy. And we don't want to become enemies to the church leaders. We want to be their helper. So the usually an apostle in today's age will never even say he's an apostle. He'll be sitting in a church. He'll be functioning. He'll be helping, doing all this work and equipping saints without even anybody noticing him, right? Because he's not given the full opportunity to shine as he should be able to, because one person is usually the limelight, and we've got to learn as the body of Christ to work with the prophet, work with the teacher, work with the evangelist, and allow them. And so I think the apostle's job is to allow others to flourish. That is the goal. Like, validate, look for the opportunity to encourage their faith, to And honestly bring accountability in their life, not in a domineering over shepherd way, but in a loving elder way. Like, I'm your elder, you should respect me. No, it's I'm your elder, let me show you the ways that will help you so you don't end up in the pickles I've been in the past.
Right. And, you know, just because, and if you don't feel like God's told you specifically to, that you are a part necessarily of that fivefold, you know, each one of us is called with a purpose, okay? And I'm just going to do this really quick little shout out real quick, because we do have someone that is a part of our Ignite family. I just said her name a minute ago. Her name is Cindy. She's awesome. She watches us every week faithfully. I love her so much. She always
You're gonna give her a big head, or
getting a big head because of her? I don't know. Careful. She keeps me hydrated. Like the best thing ever with Vince when I'm running around with a chicken cut off, and she's like there, like, eat, drink, relax a second, and she stays on me, and I love her. But she came to me and she said, Chrissy, I really have a heart for young women's ministry.
Amen.
And I said, you know what? That's beautiful. Let's do something with it. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, no, let's do something with it. God's placed it on your heart. You want to start this Amen. Ministry.
Yeah.
I said, Ignite's going to help you do it. Let's do it. So she actually just sent me
Come on.
The first mock-up for Worth. It's called Worth,
hey.
Which is a young women's
ministry. Wait a minute.
Ministry.
Is she ready to announce this? Are you just like putting her on blast?
I asked first. She said
you
that
totally
she could.
You were putting her on blast.
But I totally want to have her on, though, and talk about that vision. But that's kind of what we're talking about, though, today. Like, she, you know, is she called to the fivefold? I don't know for sure. She knows that for sure. But, you know, she's has a purpose and a calling on her life, and God's planted that in her.
Mm-hmm.
And all we're going to do is support her and encourage her and help her, give her resources to do that, and lift her up and just I'm flailing and just build her up in every way that we can. Can I get a witness? I feel like I have to dance. You know, just to build her up every way that we can. And that's really what we should be doing. You know, we should be taking heed to one another, the apostles and the prophets and the teachers and the pastors and the evangelists. We should all be working together
Amen.
And taking that time together and building one another so that we can encourage everyone else to walk in their purposes and callings, right?
Come
that's
on.
What we should be doing, because it's not about any of us anyways. It's about God's kingdom. You know, this this ministry that Cindy is so passionate about is to help young women find their worth. And we need that so much today. Amen. And men, young men need their worth.
So not to just boast on Cindy, because there's many other people.
Because I can.
There's many other people in the body of Christ that are frustrated sitting in churches where they're not given an opportunity. I was told about a organization today that a church prohibited that person from starting a ministry for TPUSA. And they're like, no, we're not going to get political or this. And really, the church should be the most political place that we have, because we have an amazing country that loves freedom of speech and the ability to present facts. And if we don't move in morality and challenge the morality of our country and the way that we're going and how we write laws, and we don't get involved in the conversation, we're gonna step out. And there's some amazing people. I'm doing biblical citizenship right now for the TPUSA. And dude, I'm telling you, if every pastor does not go and take that biblical citizenship, and I can get you in touch with Chip Moore, plug in for you, bud. I tell you that there's a challenging time going to come, and it's because we step down as the people of God. And so that's what the leaders of the body of Christ are supposed to be doing, like challenging the body to rise to the occasion, to do something bigger than what we've been doing, and do what God wants us to do. And I think without five, without the existence of these other leaders within our, you know, a lot of times it's an evangelist or a teacher or a prophet that ends up as the pastor of a church. They're not even called to a pastor. They're called to another position in the fivefold, and they take over the leadership of the church because there's only enough money to pay one guy. They end up, you know, having one house of praise. But if you can get into a place where there is multiple leaders, where they can function properly and with freedom between each other, that's where we're going to see a powerful move of God. And I want to find a church like that, but yeah. I don't see them. I don't see them because a lot of people, like I said, don't have the ability to have multiple church staff leaders and a non-hierarchy model. Like, because of the 501(c) we talked about last week, you know, because of what is the church, so you should go watch that podcast. It actually hinders the kingdom mentality. So the kingdom mentality needs to come back, and it is the job of those people in charge of the church, the 501(c) church,
right,
to orchestrate and move and function in this humble way, instead of it being, you know, a dictatorship, a hierarchy mentality.
Right. We do see that happening, you know.
Well, so I personally want to find a way to not destroy the model of the church today, but to bring it back to what I believe is a more biblical and correct way of modeling the church to people. I believe that God wants to move in a mighty way in the church through multiple leaders. I mean, just look at the existence of Saul, the King Saul, when he first came to be. What did the other people want? They wanted, like, the followers, not Saul. I don't know if Saul wanted to be king at that point. Like, I don't even think he realized what king meant, right? Because he struggled, failed, and burned in that position. And sometimes we don't get to the position we think we ought to because God knows it's going to kill us. So
we're not prepared for it, you know, or we're not strong enough for it. But I mean, God's always going to put someone in place after the people's heart. It's what they want, that they desire. He gives them that, just like the word says that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he'll give us the desires of our heart. But I think also if we desire wickedness, that's what we will get.
Unfortunately, that is true. But what they said is they heaped up for themselves just like today we have pastors who heap up their people that are heaping up teachers for their itching ears. In that time, they wanted a leader. And yeah. who was God wanted to be the leader of the people. That's what he says in the word, and that no man should get in that place. And even a prophet came and warned them. Oh, this is a bad idea. Samuel, right?
Yeah.
So what happens is one man gets in charge, and he is not able to fully give a representation of Jesus. And that is not his job to be.
Right.
It's the body of Christ to work together. So like there is some people who believe that the pastor and the teacher in the fivefold, so there's not really fivefold, it's only four, and the pastor and the teacher are the same person. I don't believe that. I think a pastor functions differently than some teachers.
I actually fully believe that.
Right. And a good teacher may never pastor a bunch of people long term. He may only be in your life for a short period of time because that's only his position, to give you, encourage you with the word of God that you may grow in your ministry.
Yeah.
Because we're all called to ministry. We're Absolutely. All called to bring people into the body of Christ. And so yeah. I'm struggling because I know I'm called to the fivefold. I'm called to a leadership position in the body of Christ. I don't get to pick that. I don't get to pick what God called me to do. What I can do is walk in my calling and I want to encourage others to walk in theirs. And I don't know if everybody one day like, oh, we grow up in the Lord and we obtain leadership position in the body of Christ. I don't know if that's true, because I think it's very clear that there is a sense of there are leaders and there are the sheep, right?
Yeah.
And the sheep are still followers of Jesus. We as leaders have to be sheep first. But even the smallest sheep is as important as the greatest leader.
Absolutely.
But do you feel like that when you first come to Christ? I didn't feel like that. No. I felt like I was nobody and I was never going to be anybody and there was no purpose for me. But then I realized my worth through, you know, what God had said about us, and he values us, and he's our father and he is grooming us. And just like Paul had, you know, Timothy, I felt like a Timothy, but I also feel like I need to be a Paul for another Timothy, you know? So I think all those stories back each other up for today, for us. And so really the fivefold is about equipping the saints for the work of the ministry.
Absolutely.
Until
we all come to the unity.
Come on.
Of the faith.
The unity of the faith.
And have we attained that yet? I don't think so.
I don't think many of the churches in Revelations attain that.
Yeah. And I'm not going to talk about my calling today because that'll be a future podcast.
We're
going to talk about women in leadership, women in fivefold. So I'm not going to share my specifics yet within that, but this has been a really super awesome conversation. We love you guys so much. It takes a lot for us to be here. We do it because we know God's called us to do it. If you want to give back, you absolutely can. There's ways to do that. But make sure you guys are sharing and liking and commenting and subscribing.
Come
and
on.
Telling all of your friends, because we want you guys to be a part of this and we want everyone to be a part of it and join the conversation. We will start bringing people on live as soon as we
can
get all the buttons down. We will start doing that.
I have big vision. God has bigger vision. And when it's big like that and you're just not capable of doing everything, God has to sometimes do it in steps.
Yes. But I feel like we take really big steps.
Yeah.
Like we skip a couple of steps.
I think a lot of people struggle to make some steps and we just jump out and say, you know what? Sink or swim. I'm going to walk with Jesus, you know?
But if you miss this, like for whatever reason, we don't go live because we have had that on social media. We didn't go live. Just come back to it.
We're going
to
post all these videos on YouTube. And if you go to igniteministryglobal.com, the podcast is there. You can go to Twitch. You can go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And subscribe to us. We appreciate it. It actually really is going to bless us.
Yeah.
And so that reminds us, because today we are doing a podcast for...
We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for joining us on Can I Get a Witness? I'm Christina Amos. Again, this is my husband, Jesse Amos, and we're with Ignite Ministry Global. We have really enjoyed having a conversation with you guys about these hot topics today, Fivefold Ministry, and we just hope that you guys enjoy having the conversation with us as well. Make sure you go to Ignite Ministry Global to find out all of our events, find our videos, where you can find them, stream them, share them, comment, and make sure you join in the conversation for next week. We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for your support. We'll see you next time.